Welcome one and all. It is another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We are broadcasting remotely, but we're with you together. What's up? Of course, Joey from Hot 103. Got my man Troy. What's up, Troy? How's it going?
Good, good. I see you guys are running around. I see your boss just living it up.
Nashville. you like how he takes off to Nashville and then's like, I'll be back next week.
Yeah. So oh, casual. Look at me with this celebrity. Look at me with this one. Look at me. Yeah. Okay. We see. You're working hard.
Hey, the real question is, what's he bringing us back from Nashville?
I can tell you.
Not a thing, everybody. Welcome, of course, to another edition of Zia Comics Weekly, where we talk all things nerd. And we got the nerd boss with us today. I like the tag right there that you got going on.
Yeah, had to mix it up.
How's it going? How are things been going down at Zia Comics?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've been keeping busy. People are out and about, even though it has been cold and windy. They're still coming out.
Yeah, that wind is definitely something you can't really see. I'm like, look at my hair, man. I swear I tried to comb my hair today, and the wind's got the best of it today. So,
windblown look.
Yeah, just a little bit. We want to say hello to everybody checking in with us right now. We got Stephanie who hit us up.
Hello, good Stephanie. Morning,
Stephanie. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can jump in on the conversation. We got a lot to talk about today, so we're going to need your help out there. So if you're watching, jump in on the conversation. We love it when you guys get involved in the conversation for today. So we start off with, of course, our update. How are things going with Comic-Con?
it's a job. We've been on the phone with a bunch of the reps, you know, the hotels, getting everything situated. I think we got the guest list. There shouldn't be any more guests to announce, but you know, we got some pretty good people on the guest list, so I'm pretty happy with that. It's just coordinating all their travel and getting everything set up. I'm working on the schedule right now, the panel schedule, photo ops and everything like that. That's some more of that work that people just don't see behind the scenes, that if it's not done, then it really does affect the outcome of the event.
So for those that are wanting to stay up to date with the process, as far as any announcements that are coming up there, you can actually follow El Paso Comic Con on Facebook, right?
Yep. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we kind of share the YouTube channel with Zia Comics.
Okay.
Playlist for El Paso Comic Con there.
So they can go and check it out. So that way you guys can always stay up to date. And for those tuning in for the first time, talk a little bit about some of the guests that we're going to see out there. I know a lot of us excited for William Shatner, who will be out there. But you also got, and you know, we talk about these names, and some of us may not know the names, but once you see their picture, yeah, you remember them. And you got quite a few guests that you're going to remember them, whether it's cameos that they've done. I know one of them that I'm excited about, Mick Foley is one of them. But you've got quite the list of people coming out for El Paso Comic Con.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Giancarlo Esposito. I mean, that's a mouthful of a name, but when you see him, you know him from Breaking Bad. He was Gus Fring. Just on The Mandalorian, he was Moff Gideon. If you want to go way back to Do the Right Thing, he was Bugging Out. I think he was Eddie Murphy's cellmate in 48 Hours.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done some stuff.
And it's one of those names, and that's the great thing about when you see all of them come together, you're going to remember them in your own way. And, you know, you mentioned, especially with Esposito, like it's one of those names that you don't remember, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. But then when you see him, you're like, oh, he was in that movie. And so,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Another one like that is Giorgio Tsoukalos. I mean, that's another big mouthful of a name, but if you ever watch Ancient Aliens, you know the crazy alien guy with the hair all. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying it was aliens. It was aliens. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be there. And we've been trying to get him since year one. He's a hard guy to get a hold of. So he'll be there.
And so, and I mean, I think it's perfect for the gram, and especially for the memes, because if you can get a photo with him, I mean, that just your stock and your Instagram goes up if you get a picture with him.
I have a picture with him from the very first Alien Con we went to.
Really?
That. Yeah, and we both did the, you know, I'm not saying it was aliens, but we did that pose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably put that up on my Facebook somewhere.
right? In celebration of commemorating him coming. So we got, of course, El Paso coming up. Let's talk a little about Las Cruces. So what's going on with Las Cruces? I saw some stuff you guys were posting. You guys were discussing possible a Las Cruces Comic-Con.
Oh, so you do read. You do read our posts.
Come on, man. I ain't just following you guys on TikTok, which, by the way, go and check them out on TikTok.
Yeah, please do. I need to hit 1,000 followers on TikTok so we can hit that monetization point.
That's going to be our goal. We're going to get you 1,000 TikTok followers by the end of March. If not, we can surpass that. I know we can surpass that. So go and follow them, man.
I will take your word for that. I'd be happy to have all those followers. Las Cruces Comic-Con, we met last week with the convention center. They're interested in having our event back there. They're going to have to meet our, it's got to work financially for us. Mm-hmm. Because at one point they wanted to charge us more for the Cruces Convention Center than what we were paying for the whole El Paso Convention Center.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we kind of told them no. This was the first, they've changed managers a few times since then. Mm-hmm. Because they started that construction, 2017, 2018.
Yeah, it was around there, huh?
Yeah, and we told them, I won't have an event there with construction going on. I don't want to subject the attendees and the guests to that. So then after that construction ended, we're like, okay, 2020, let's do this. COVID said no.
Yeah, COVID blocked that like Shaquille O'Neal blocking a dunk.
So we're just now basically coming. I mean, the governor just lifted the mask mandate like a week or so back. So we're just really in New Mexico getting out of the whole COVID thing. And that's, we started talking to them, and if they can make it work for us financially, we're going to have Las Cruces Comic-Con again.
So keep our fingers crossed that we can get, everything worked out for that. And I think that's one of the things that, I'd love to talk about every Thursday, is because it isn't, like you've mentioned in the past, it's not one big birthday party and you're sending out invitations. I mean, it seems like the guests are the easiest thing. It's the planning. And obviously, you got to start negotiating, and you're doing this well in advance. And you're not necessarily, hey, I'm going to throw a Comic-Con and we're going to do it tomorrow. It's planning.
Some of the guests, you have to book them, 8 months to a year out, and some of the bigger guests, it's even longer than that. I mean, I know Kevin Eastman, I believe, has almost a 2-year waiting list.
Wow.
Some of these guys, you got to tell them way, way in advance that you want them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not like, you're calling up your buddy and says, hey, I'm throwing a barbecue. You want to come down today? No, you definitely need some time. And then you mentioned this in the past, prices go up depending on the projects too.
Yeah. I've looked at different people through the years, and these actors, when they're starting out, their prices are pretty reasonable. They get picked up for some big project, prices shoot through the roof.
Yeah, this is the Ralph Macchio method. Yeah.
Well, even with Jason Momoa, we looked at him a long time ago when he was just on Stargate. He finished his run on Baywatch, and he was on Stargate. The name escapes me.
I'm like drawing a blank right now for Jason Momoa.
Atlantis, Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, there you go.
And he was Ronan Dex. And I was looking at him around then, and he was a reasonable price, maybe $15,000 for the whole weekend. You can't get him now for like under six figures for the weekend. No.
Thank you, Aquaman, for that price point.
I did grab HBO Max.
You did?
And binged, okay. Yeah, I binged Peacemaker.
Can we talk about it?
Wow. Yes.
I was going to ask you that. So Peacemaker had its finale, and I was hoping, especially for the season one finale. Mm-hmm. What a treat that we got at the end of the episode.
Did you notice a few characters were missing from that ending?
Yes, I did.
I don't know why yet.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to find out. I mean, but then again, we know there's going to be a season two. But what a treat. I'm sure my wife freaked out when she saw the cameo appearance.
Yeah.
Obviously with Jason Momoa. But how crazy was that for them to kind of lock that in? And I think it caught a lot of us by surprise.
Yeah. I mean, well, Peacemaker kept, you know, dropping those little clues. Well, I know. Yeah, I know them. I've met this one. You know, Wonder Woman was trying to pick me up. And now you see, well, yeah, he really does know these guys. So,
yeah. So now that you've seen it and, you know, you kind of got an idea of it, what are your thoughts? I know you had saw episode one, but as far as for a show like this, what are your thoughts? Do you think this is the show that kind of sparks some life into DC going forward? Because DC's got quite a lineup over the next year of movies and just content that we're going to be getting.
Yeah, yeah, they do. I mean, with the new trailers for, what was it, Black Adam? Mm-hmm. You see hints of Dr. Fate and a bunch of the other characters. I think they're starting to take a page out of Marvel's book and doing this the right way instead of being so, you know, Christopher Nolan's dark and brooding worked for its time, but I think people got over that really quick and they kind of want to be entertained. They want action and humor. And Marvel has been killing it with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully DC learned.
And, you know, and I think the right person to do that was James Gunn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, originally Marvel, if you remember way back, Marvel fired him because of those tweets from however 10 years ago.
Those damn
as soon as they fired him, DC came to, hey, James, if you're not busy, we have a project for you.
Isn't it funny
how say, well, we're just kidding. Come back.
You know, I was just saying, you know how quickly they were like, wait a minute, he's going to DC. Hey, you know what? Always forgiven. Come on back. So yeah,
just but, JK.
Now I got to ask you, do you think you have the intro down? Can you memorize the dance by now?
No, I failed the litmus test. I am very, very white. I have no rhythm.
So I was like, I need to learn this dance. And then you see on social media that these kids have already got it down. I'm like, I don't even know the first part. Like, okay. And they're literally doing this while the intro is playing behind them. So I'm like, yeah, man, this age thing is kind of bad when you're like, I can't do that no more. Maybe I'll just watch it. I'm going to look like a fool trying to film this.
I don't think I could ever do that dance. No rhythm, man. I'm lucky if I walk without falling down.
But a crazy story about this, and I think we've discussed this about the composer of the intro, you know, them putting the song together, it takes off, it trends, but this band that put together the intro, they actually were released from their label 2 weeks before the actual Peacemaker series started. Ooh. So they, you know, I guess the label didn't think that they were going to be anything big. And then they find out that Peacemaker has one of the top streaming intros. And yeah, I mean, they must be raking in the money right now.
Yeah, I don't think too many people skip that intro. They could just take that button off of there. The skip intro. Yeah, no, I want to watch it.
Do you think they'll change it up? I mean, obviously with the, you know, what happened with the season, are we going to see you maybe a different intro? I mean, obviously there's going to be different people that will be doing the dance, but you think we'll get a different intro for Peacemaker?
Kind of like the Cosby Show, have a different intro each year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, surprisingly, John Cena's got some moves. I would have never thought. But yeah, interesting thing. He didn't even rehearse that with those guys. They had a stand-in rehearse for that. And you know who the stand-in was?
Who?
Alan Tudyk.
Really?
Yeah. He was the stand-in. For John Cena, because he couldn't be there during the rehearsals.
That says a lot about John Cena, though, because you know a lot of actors need that rehearsal time. And I'm sure this guy is rehearsing amongst the other billion project he has to go in there, knock it out, and ready to go. I think it just says a lot about his profession and just how serious he takes this acting thing.
Yeah, like I said, I've been very surprised with him. You know, I don't watch a whole lot of wrestling anymore. I used to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's made that transition very well.
I think people need to be really aware of John Cena. I think for wrestling fan, I'm a wrestling fan. I think John Cena is getting to that point, just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, where we're going to start recognizing him more for the movies than we are the wrestling.
So, yeah, he's in so much stuff and so many big things that he's in.
Yeah, I tell you, if it's Judd Apatow project or a James Gunn project, you're going to see John Cena there. Let us know your thoughts on the Peacemaker finale. Did you like it? Did you not like it? I believe new season comes out 2023. So for those that have not seen Peacemaker, you're definitely going to have to go and check it out and do like Troy did. Go and get it for a month and stream it, and then you'll be.
I already canceled it.
You already canceled it. I'm done. You didn't even You didn't even get a chance to see Free Guy, which I thought was crazy.
I've seen that multiple times already. So
I saw it's on HBO Max, but it's also on Disney Plus.
Yep. That's where I've been watching it.
Yeah. So we definitely, you guys need to check that out. So do like Troy did. Get it for a month, watch it, cancel it. You'll be, but remember to cancel it. That's the big thing.
That's the thing. you watched Ozark, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you see they are going to have some additional content for that?
Yes.
Ending.
You know, I was going to ask you. So I think they're teasing us because I know we said, you know, that it looks like it was leading up until, you know, we could see another season. So I'm wondering if the producers are just throwing out fillers to see if it's in such high demand to say, okay, you know what? If the money's right, we'll get another season.
Yeah, I mean, but where do they go? Where do they go from here?
I don't.
Only a couple things that need to be tied up to end it all. So maybe they're just going to do a hour and a half, 2 hour special at the end to end it.
Yeah, I mean, similar to like with Breaking Bad, how they did that one movie just to kind of close everything.
Oh yeah, El Camino. Yeah,
that was such an amazing project. You know, and it. And actually, you know, I was behind on the whole Breaking Bad, you know, when it was, you know, at its highest peak that, you know, Jackie's actually one that got me, you know, going on Breaking Bad. So I hurried up and I got through Breaking Bad as fast as I could. And it just so happens when El Camino dropped and it was just such a good project. And I don't know. Maybe we could see the same thing with Ozark. Maybe we could see this movie kind of wrapping everything up. But maybe they should just leave it how it is, because I thought it was, I think it's everything as a fan that you would want.
Yeah. Yeah. That girl who plays Ruth, man, powerful actor. Wow. I couldn't believe how much you shouldn't feel for her, because she's really not a good person, but you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a testament to how, you know, as acting, how deep they can go with those roles. Cause you almost forget, like, wait, this is just a TV show. And they really, yeah. Cause there's sometimes you'll be watching, like, it's weird. So like with Jason Bateman, like obviously with this whole Ozark adventure, and then now you see him doing commercials for cars. It's like, man, you're messing with me, man. Cause I'm like, okay, one minute I'm feeling this. And now you're dressed as a caveman selling me an electric car.
I keep thinking Arrested Development every time I think of him.
I think horrible bosses every time I think of him. Yeah. No,
that's another good one.
So Troy, some stuff that's trending, and I was excited because I came across this morning, and I wanted to talk to you about this one because this is funny, and I don't know why the press asked these questions from, you know, some of our favorite superheroes. So Tom Holland is right now promoting his new movie Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg. And I guess they brought up a Spider-Man question, something about suit. And Tom Holland says, well, just so you know, one of us Spider-Men, I should say, had to use a fake butt because we didn't have a real butt. He didn't say who it was. But I wanted to ask you, which one out of the three that we saw, who do you think was wearing the fake butt, the butt double?
Well, I doubt it was him, or he wouldn't have brought it up. We could probably eliminate him right off the bat.
So now, first of all, he did really good, because now I got to go watch it again, and now it's going to be weird that I'm watching just to look at their butt. But it's kind of a weird thing. Like,
freeze frame it.
Hey, babe, did that look real or not? Like, is he flexing or not? What's going on there? I don't know. But what a weird question to ask. I mean, obviously, they're talking about the new project, and I guess Tom Holland just had to let it be known that one of the Spider-Mans had a fake butt. So, Troy, I ask you, who had the fake butt?
I'm trying to remember from the previous two with Garfield and Maguire, which one's really the thinner one? Garfield's pretty tall and lanky.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to lean towards Garfield having the butt prosthetic.
I was kind of thinking him too, and I know this is so weird, such a weird conversation to have, But Toby looks like he got some junk in his trunk, so I think he's good.
Yeah, and I think he did some ballet and stuff back in the day to get ready for Spider-Man. So maybe that built up the old glute muscles.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah. I think when this conversation is over, how many people will be going back to see the other Spider-Man just to see who had the fake butt and who had the whose butt is real?
I want to see if that prosthetic is going to pop up on eBay somewhere.
Come on, man. You know it's going to. I mean, every little thing pops up on eBay.
Earlier, will they sign it?
I would hope. I mean,
can you sign this cheek for me?
Hey, I need this certificate of authenticity to say that he wore this butt.
This has touched his butt.
Hey, talk about a display that you really want to show at the house. I mean, if someone came into the office and I had a display, so this is my pop collection. This is my Spider-Man butt. And
There's
Spider butt. There's my Star Wars collection. Any questions?
Wait, go back. What was that for?
Yeah, Spider-Man butt. Yeah, but
fix that to him? Because you got to make sure it moves right and doesn't.
I just think it's so weird, man. Like, okay, obviously they're talking about a totally different. And I love Tom Holland for this because if I'm not mistaken, he is one of those actors that they cannot tell a movie to because he'll spoil it.
Him and Mark Ruffalo, Marvel won't let him do any promotions without one of the other actors there to cut him off when he starts dropping hints.
So I'm wondering why nobody was with Tom Holland when he decided to let us know that one of the Spider-Men did not have a real booty.
Because he was promoting Uncharted and they didn't expect him to drop Marvel stuff.
Oh, man. Tom Holland, you are a treasure, man. I
need to put a shock collar on that guy.
Like, can this guy just shut up once? Like, why are you like, we thought we could get away with this and now people are going to go back and look. Although it's good promotion. I guess you're going to definitely see some stream increase for when that movie finally hit the streaming services.
So at the end of the day, you know, when they have to take all their makeup off, whose job is it to pull the fake butt off?
Somebody that is making some really good money. But
and
you got
to use to get rid of that glue.
Hey, man,
your underwear is going to stick to your butt if you don't get it all off.
I'm sure they got some like Lysol or Clorox wipes or something to kind of clean it up. That's a hell of a job to have, though, because you got to think they're probably getting paid good money to make sure whoever has this prosthetic butt is make sure they're nice and clean. So
and the food crew could really mess with them. Just start feeding them a lot of tacos, nachos and stuff for lunch.
Oh, my God. I can't even, man. It's just. It was crazy to read that story this morning. I'm like, oh, I'm glad this story came out on a Thursday. I was like, I told Jackie right as we were about to jump on, I says, I got to let Troy know. I was like, there's a fake Spider-Man butt out there and someone is getting paid pretty good money to take.
You know, every exec over at Marvel just face palmed when he said,
wow, Tom. Man, we can't tell this guy anything. Like, okay. Although you do have a point, though. If it is his butt, then I mean, okay. But if you're airing out, you know, Garfield's
dirty laundry.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, man, I work hard for my butt. Okay,
Garfield's got no butt.
Oh my God, man. So, real quick, Alamogordo. How are we looking out there? I know you guys have been having some ups and downs with it. How are we looking out there?
the roof, they submitted the for the permits for the roof.
Yeah,
because like I said, you know, there's like, it's an older building, there's like maybe two or three levels of roof on there and none of those levels are any good, so they need to remove the whole roof and put a new one on. Even though it has residential on top because there's an apartment on top and then the commercial parts on the bottom, it's still zoned commercial, so we have to go through this whole architectural engineering plan we have to get and get it has to be an official stamp and all this. It's another huge headache, another step, another big chunk of money that's going to cost just to get that stamp there, just so they can put a new roof on it. But if it was zoned residential, we wouldn't have to do any of that. Same building, it's just because the way it's zoned and there's no waivers, so.
I know they got an event coming up out there, and I know you guys were planning on being out there. So how's the status of that looking as far as for when they have their big event?
That's going to be, if you're talking about Atomic Con, that's going to be like in May. May 14th, I believe. And it's, they've had it before COVID. We set up a booth there once, and it's like a little, a street Comic-Con, you know, a little quick one day, street Comic-Con. They're trying to make it bigger. And, since we're moving down there, you know, we actually have a little input into it. This year we have a little input. Next year I'm going to try to take the whole thing over and do it big. Yeah.
Man, I could just imagine that. I mean, that's something like in a totally different experience, because to have it, like you said, like an outdoors type of, like, that's a whole new vibe right there for people to go and enjoy.
Yeah. Just hope it's not windy.
Yeah, no, man, this wind has been crazy today. Yeah. So I can imagine an event
May,
like that.
May is usually decent. May is decent. Yeah, yeah. They're going to block off the whole, like, three blocks of New York Avenue. They're going to have stuff all the way down by the Flickinger Center, food trucks. I'm getting them to bring in, you know, some of the Star Wars costume groups, the Ghostbusters costume group, different things. They're going to have a beer garden in front of the one beer joint down there.
Okay.
And I have some plans for next year. I can't really. And the booths are cheap. They're like $55 for a vendor booth for one day.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
No, you'll make that back. Sell two things, you'll make that back easy.
Yeah.
But yeah. This year I'm going to kind of play it by ear, and I want to get a good feel for how everything in the downtown there now in Gordo is laid out. And then next year I'm going to come in with a whole bunch of bigger ideas. I want this to be a big thing that Alamogordo can get behind, and everybody could, because, you know, a lot of those guys, especially the military being there at Bliss, or not Bliss, at Holloman.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, you know, to get the cruises, that's an hour through the desert over the mountain. El Paso, you know, if you have to go up 54, that's still another hour.
Yeah.
So they don't have anything like that that's really centrally located for them that they can go to in, you know, 10 minutes and enjoy themselves. So that, I'm hoping we can blow this up and make that something big for them.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty cool, because, you know, with the planning and everything moving forward, I mean, then you're going to start seeing the interest of people from Cruces and El Paso wanted to take that drive out to Alamogordo. And, you know, there's so many other things to do out there, too, that it'd be kind of cool to go out there. And it's like you experience something that's totally different. And I would say, it's, you know, out of the box thinking, and it'd be kind of cool. And like you said, for those that are, you know, Alamogordo residents, it's something for them to get excited about.
Yeah, that's when you know it has got big, if people will drive from Cruces to Alamogordo to go see it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you definitely got your work cut out. You know, Troy, you have a lot of stuff going on. I know how busy you are, man, and it seems like it's crunch time. So talk to me, man. You know, how are things going, you know, as we get ready to wrap up, you know, February? And, you know, you're not that far away from a lot of things. What's going through the mind of Troy right now? As we're kind of starting to put things in place, because next thing you know, Free Comic Book Day will be here, and yeah, Everything else coming up. So talk a little bit about what we can expect in the next couple of weeks with Zia Comics.
Next couple of weeks. Well, that's going to be into March. It'll probably be normal business in Las Cruces, but in Alamogordo, you know, we're going to be, by that time, I'm hoping they'll have everything ready and the roof will be started. And once the roof is done, we can start setting up the inside, painting and everything. I don't want to do anything inside until that roof is done, because, yeah, you know, when they do construction, a lot of times they'll tear other stuff up when they're doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll be knee deep in getting Alamogordo set up in March.
Man, busy man. And then of course you got on April 2nd, you got a Power Ranger going to be coming through the store.
Yeah, Jason Font. He's the Red Ranger from Time Force, Wesley Collins. He's part of Jason David Frank's Power Ranger Protection Program, where they go around and visit all the comic book shops trying to drum up business for him. So he'll be here April 2nd. And there's not a lot of, I mean, for the original guys, you can find tons of stuff, you know, about them, you know, comic books, books, action figures, Funkos. The original ones, tons of stuff. Time Force, it's a little harder to find things for those guys. Yeah. So, you know, we got a bunch of the 6-inch action figures of his character. We got those in the other day. And I bought a whole bunch of the trade paperback. There's two trade paperbacks his character's in. I couldn't find the single issues because they were way back. But the trade paperbacks that have his character, we have, you know, a stack of each of those. So we'll have stuff that you can buy and go and get signed by him if you want more than just, you know, a headshot or a little action shot.
Yeah, and then the cool thing is that they're usually there until a last person standing, so they're there for the fans.
Yeah, he won't leave until the last person in line gets what they need. So awesome. I mean, him and JDF both do that, and it's the fans appreciate it.
Yeah, man. We're excited, man. A lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff to look forward to. We're excited, man. I can't believe we're almost through February, man. Like 2022 is just breezing by so fast, man.
A little slower than the 2 years prior to that, but it's still moving pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was that whole 2020 thing that was going on.
I still want to say 2020 all the time. It's 2022. Yeah,
Troy, if they want to catch up with you, socials, they can go and check Zia Comics out. Let everybody know how they can stay in contact with the Zia Comics.
We have Facebook, we have YouTube, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have TikTok.
Yes.
So you can
see it right there. Guys, go follow Zia Comics on TikTok. You definitely see something for those, especially if you haven't been to the store in a while. You can definitely see what they're up to. I see you guys have all kinds of beverages. You have treats. Yeah. You guys got it all, man.
Yeah, we try to get as much of we try to keep it, you know, kind of pop culture theme, nerdy type stuff. You know, so we'll have a lot of the Rick and Morty energy drinks or the Dragon Ball energy drinks, the candies that are kind of themed to that too. Instead of just having the normal run of the mill stuff you can go to Walmart and get, we want it kind of to be nerdy.
So make sure you guys go and check out Zia Comics. And we thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, you guys can check out the replays, jump in on the conversations, let us know, especially that conversation about which Spider-Man had the big butt. Let us know who you all think it is. Was it Tom Holland? Was it Andrew Garfield? Or was it Tobey Maguire? We're going with Garfield because we're thinking it was Garfield that didn't have the real butt. So. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We'll see you next week.
Later, nerds.